Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, Tuesday at 2:30, quickly becoming one of my favorite segments of the week as we go to the phone lines, talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by the Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth will be broadcasting the Patriots-Panthers this week for Fox, so we have a little even more insight and tie-ins to the game, and I'm not sure who you pissed off to get this assignment of a football team that fumbled, turned it over five times.
Yeah, sorry in advance, Stink.
Yeah, I took a leak in somebody's Cheerios. but you know what? Hey, listen, man, it's NFL football. It's always good, and it's amazing. I'm actually sitting in the kitchen in my son's house in Tampa Bay because my granddaughter turned 9 yesterday, and I'm watching Patriots football as we speak. And you know, you look at it, and it's always interesting to me because you think about your own career, when you guys, you know, when you became good, when you flipped the switch, when your team learned how to win, when your team quit making stupid mistakes, you know, the penalties, all the issues that you get into, and you see some of the, like, you see some of the things that are precursors to being good. You see dominance offensively, 369 yards to 200 yards or whatever it was, rushing, all those things. I don't care who you are. You don't overcome 5 turnovers. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen. But I do see some good things on tape that at least make you go, gosh, you know what? They're close to being decent. They're close to being good. And it'll be interesting to see exactly kind of how they build off some of the success and eliminate some of the issues they had.
So during your time as an NFL player, Mark, how did you handle turnovers? As in, you know, obviously you guys are fighting with every last ounce of breath and effort to, like, clear people out of the way so that the running back can blast through. And, oh, son of a blank, they just put the ball on the carpet again. Did you try to always keep the running back's mood up? Did you let him know that that was unacceptable? Like, how to handle it? Because the Pats spit in the bit 6 times on Sunday is just, it was embarrassing for the fans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you just don't talk. You got enough of your own problems. I never really talk to guys like, hey, hold on to the ball or whatever. Everybody's given great effort, you know, and it's never just one dude or one thing. There are so many intricate things. Like, so I just watched the interception with 12 seconds left in the end zone on the tip ball to Hayward, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I just saw that Echols gets the interception. Well, you know, from a play calling standpoint, You've got Douglas coming down in motion, right? And they're running a high-low concept down the goal line. And so what you're trying to do is get – you're trying to get Douglas right on the goal line so that the cornerback, Echols, can't get any depth. So you're creating this high-low separation. He's got to make a decision. Well, you short motion him from the outside to the inside, and he gets caught up in his short motion with the offensive tackle and the pass rusher. So he never gets out in the flat, so he truly doesn't affect the corner, and the ball does get tipped, but the corner's got more depth than he would have had Douglas been right there on the line of scrimmage. So it looks that's one of those things that looks good in a meeting, and you're like, hey, man, we're going to get him with this, and we're going to get this release. And then all of a sudden you get tied up in the garbage, in the flow, and now all of a sudden that corner can get more depth and get that interception. It either falls harmlessly or maybe you even catch a touchdown. But because of the combination of those two things, it like those are the things that happen. So it's never just one thing. It's not just, oh, Hayward tipped the ball, or, hey, man, you know, we got to put more air under it. And all those things are true. But the bottom line from a design standpoint, if you look at yourself critically as a coach, you're like, that, you know what, hindsight being 2020, that was really stupid. And so it's everybody, and that's how you have to approach it as an organization. So I always looked at it like, hey, man, I got enough of my own issues, and I am trying to bust my ass here to get these things done, and those guys are doing the same thing. I trust my teammates. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes I get beat. Sometimes they put the ball on the ground. It's unfortunate, but it does happen.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide here on WEEI Afternoons. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, we've been talking about Mike Vrabel, what we expected, what we thought we were getting, and we thought we were going to get a competent, experienced coach who would get rid of entitlement and all these things. And then you look at what we've gotten on the field, and there's twice as many penalties as this time a year ago under Gerard Mayo, six times as many turnovers, the same record. He's had some issues in the media where he's kind of had to backtrack from some things he said similar to Mayo. I feel like we're not getting the Mike Vrabel we expected or the results of it. Is that fair to say early on here?
Yeah, I think probably results, you know, and I think that it's really interesting. And I'll just give you kind of what's gone on in Denver since Sean Payton has taken over. You can't completely clear out your organization and completely, you know, flip it overnight. That's a process that takes you a couple of seasons. And so I think there are guys that you look at as part of your organization. You want the right people. You want guys that are committed. You want guys that you know, that consistently do the right thing and are going to be in the right place and do it the right way. And unfortunately, you just can't completely, you know, get rid of everybody in your organization. So that's something that takes time. And I just remember this training camp, sitting around with the owner of the Broncos and him saying, hey, listen, man, like, this is Greg Penner. Like, we really feel like it's taken us 3 years, but we've kind of cleaned house. We've got rid of some of the guys, you know, that are the quote unquote, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but clubhouse lawyer type of guys. We got rid of some of the guys that, you know, are kind of selfish type of guys. And we feel like we've got the right makeup of dudes now. And that is so important. So, you know, part of that, the undisciplined football, the penalties, and some of those things, you know, some of them is just, hey, sometimes it's youth. Sometimes it's just, hey, we got to play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play a guy that we don't really want to play. There's all that stuff, and it takes time. So, you know, I'm sure they're working really hard at trying to fix and rectify those situations. And sometimes it may take a year or two before you get to the point, or a year anyhow, before you get to the point where you feel like you've got the right roster in place.
One of the aspects of this team, Stink, that I was sold on being a big part of the offense would be the running game. And I thought, now obviously the fumbles are a problem, but I thought the Patriots would be a power running team at first, not putting Wilson and Will Campbell on pass pro as much, utilizing their raw strength and experience, you know, to set up the passing game. Yet it feels like the Patriots are passing way more than anticipated. Drake May has almost 800 yards passing, but the leading rusher on the team is also Drake May with only 87 yards after three games. I mean, how do you think they can get this running game going? Because it is obviously stuck in the mud.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, I think part of that is figuring out what we are good at. And, you know, the answer may be we're not really good at much right now, you know, when it comes to running the ball. But you got to figure out, hey, what are you good at and what are teams doing to us? So if you go back to that Pittsburgh game, how many times did we see them, you know, pinching and stunting both in the pass game but in the run game? And so when you get a lot of pinch and stunt or pinch and scrape by linebackers, and all of a sudden Patrick Queen is in the backfield making a tackle, and, you know, all of a sudden the penetrator gets in the backfield and, you know, makes a tackle for no gain or minus one. Like, those things are hard to overcome, and they put you in situations where you can't work on your run game, where you say, hey, man, it's second down and 12. We can't give the ball. We can't just hand it off again and get a 3-yard gain and be, you know, in third down and whatever that math is, 9 or whatever. So, like, math is not my strong suit. you guys probably figured that out. But you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that sometimes that happens. And one of the things, you know, that I've always believed in, and you know, in some of the jobs I've gotten as a consultant and things with NFL teams that, you know, trying to figure out their run game, I've always been one of those guys that say, hey, give me one thing that we can do. One thing that we can do well, and let's build off that one thing. And you can disguise that one thing. Like, you can sit there and major in one kind of concept, right? And you can change up formationally. You can change up personnel-wise. You can change up from a motion and a shift standpoint, and you can run the snot out of that. And it may look like, you know, seven things to the defense, but to us as an offense, it's really one thing. Let's get good at it, and then let's build off it. How many play action passes can we build off of that? How many different concepts can we build off that? Hey, what's the adjunct in the run game? If I get you playing this scheme, what can I take advantage? If I get you playing the scheme, instead of just the blocking, just like the blocking concept, if I can get you playing the scheme, what's the counter to that particular scheme? And so those are the things that I think you have to do when you're not really having success. And oftentimes, and this was always one of my big pet peeves as a player, is don't make, like, you guys ever go to Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah,
sure.
Dude, I hate that freaking menu.
Too,
like,
big
there's
for
so
you?
Much crap. It's way too big. So I eat, when I go to the Cheesecake Factory, I eat one thing. One thing only. It's a teriyaki steak with wasabi mashed potatoes. It's the only thing I've ever eaten there, because I tried it once and it was delicious. And then I was like, I cannot deal with this menu. I cannot go through this damn thing. So I eat the same thing every time I go in. And that was one of the things that drove me crazy as a player. Give me, like, let's simplify. Let me just be an expert. It's like the 10,000 hour rule. Hey, man, we may major in wide zone or even mid zone, but I've run it 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. And I'm better than you, and I know it. And so I'm going to run it down your throat. And that's why Vrabel doesn't like me, because every time we played him, we ran it down his throat, and he didn't have success. So this is going to be a really interesting meeting. I hope he's listening to this.
Vrabel and our guy Ted Johnson probably feel the same way about that, just running it down their throats.
Can I just tell you,
yep.
Ted Johnson's head and his head and his neck are made of cinder block and rebar. That dude has got... It's like having a keg on top of your shoulders, that neck and head. That dude was something, man. And I pride myself on having a really hard head, but I think he got me on that one.
So I'm taking it you felt the power. I believe he calls it stun and separate, where he utilized his head to stun offensive linemen and then separate from them. You felt the power of that?
Yeah, he got me once. I got caught up. We're down by the goal line in Denver playing Ted Johnson and the Patriots. And, you know, sometimes when you're going on a combination block, like you're scooping out the backside and it's you and an offensive tackle, and the D tackle kind of grabs onto you and you're trying to work yourself up to the next level, but you don't have your hands and you're kind of, the guy's got a hold of your, you know, the defensive holding. They're holding you.
Yep.
And all you have is your head. You just stick it out there. And Ted Johnson comes from about 5 yards deep, like a heat seeking missile with just nothing but that forehead and that neck. And he catches you right in the side of the helmet and your knees just buckle and you just flop to the ground. Yeah, he's gotten me on that one before.
Well, hopefully you have a better experience this week watching the Patriots game than that experience playing against the Patriots. We're all in the same boat together. We just want an entertaining and maybe a somewhat clean football game for you on Fox on Sunday. So we'll talk about...
Thank you, but just a point of order. We won that game, so I had a good experience.
Love it.
Even though I got knocked out, we still won, so I had a good experience.
Perfect. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Mark. Right. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Stink.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I knew we'd get a Ted Johnson story out of Mark Schlereth at some point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.